day, huh?
Why would it be tough?
I joke.
Did you have anything besides the BCS championship game?
I think you attended that, right? I was stuck in the snow here.
Yeah, I was.
It was like I got it on my screensaver. I think it was like minus 31.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd never been in that type temperature.
So LaMarcus said he teased you a little bit about the final game.
Yeah, I probably started it just, you know, when he came in on the top 30, but he was easily could put the exclamation point on it. I told him if they got lucky. Little curl route, got down in the red zone, threw it that big, tall guy. Other than that, they would have lost.
What did you like so much about him that you traded up to make sure you got him?
I think I could put a quote Coach can tell you. When we talked about that player in the draft room, he was probably one of about three or four guys that would have been, and he might have been the favorite football player. He's just a football player. And Coach can elaborate on that from what a nickel corner, former start and safety. It's football player.
Was clearly the guy that we identified, you know, last night, this morning before we started. And we suspected that there was a team ahead of us that had interest in him, so we had to get above them. And then as it was, they traded down after he left. So I think we were right. So we didn't want to lose him. And, you know, he's just an outstanding player. He, you know, he plays all over their defense. He plays outside. He plays in the slot. He plays high. You know, he blitzes. And he's a plug-in day one nickelback. And he's very, very aggressive, tackles well. He's got average ball skills. We'll work on that. They kind of dinged him, I think, after we drafted him on his ball skills. But
that's probably just catching. I mean, he will touch some balls.
Oh, yeah.
He'll go touch them. He just might not catch them.
Yeah. He's a real – it seems like a real tough guy for a little guy. Where does that come from? What do you see?
The kind of guys are rare. That's why he's a Ram. So we're really excited about him.
You turn on the film, you notice him. He plays really big.
You mentioned maybe day one – Is that in the slot? Sometimes slot obviously is a lot to adjust.
It's inside, yeah. It's the inside guy that, you know, typically the nickel is aligned on the slot or around the line of scrimmage, that kind of thing. So, I mean, he's an outstanding blitzer. He has a really good sense for timing, for making backs miss and finding creases, and he's just very active.
Yeah, I think the year before, you know, he started at free safety as well. You know, that's you went to see him play, and you just notice his range. He's just plays faster than he timed and hits, you know, larger than he is.
Is he potentially doing some safety or strictly?
Yeah, I mean, there's a chance we'll move him around in some packages, but he's going to be down inside covering because he's got really good cover skills inside.
Is it easier to make this deal since you have all the picks to use as bargaining tools?
You know, it is because you get in a draft and there's a few players that you go, you really want to come away with. And then some of those later picks, there's going to be players you like there, but there's still an element of development and all that. So, you know, he was a guy that we really wanted. So, like we said, let's go get the players we really want, and then, you know, the chips will fall later.
He returned some kicks in college. Will you consider him for that or?
Yeah, we will. I mean, we'll look at him there, but that was not part of his package. He does, however, he's very competitive and very productive in special teams. So he's one of those college starters that also wants to play teams, you know, punt coverage, kickoff coverage, and those things.
He's going to be he's going to be a favorite guy.
Yeah, he was pretty lively on the conference call, but he was known as being a real team leader of the defense. Did that manifest itself to you guys either when you talk to people about him, talk to him, or watch tape?
All you got to do is spend about 15 minutes with him. You get a pretty good sense for his personality. He's very engaging. He loves football.
I know it's a long time ago now, 1993, Jimbo Fisher was quarterback coach when I was playing at Auburn. So I've known Jimbo a lot of years, and I think you can follow – if you follow his Twitter account or maybe Florida State's, you can tell the passion when he tweeted about the kid, and he loves that. He's a team leader, team captain, the whole deal.
You guys obviously always want – kind of need to meet value
so far, do you feel like maybe it's doing that where you're at more than usual?
It's been, you know, I don't want to say easy, but it's been good. The board's good. The value's there. And, you know, we feel good about where we are, and we also, you know, feel good about, you know, finishing strong tomorrow.
And what about Trey? What does he bring to the table?
Trey is a change of pace back, obviously, for us. Very productive runner, good zone runner. Obviously, the numbers speak for themselves. And, you know, he was a guy we just couldn't pass up at that point.
He said he was a little surprised because he hadn't heard that much from you. But obviously, you, Jeff, I guess, especially because your son's there, but also you with the Auburn ties, you guys probably knew a lot about him, right?
Oh, yeah. No, we approached Trey Mason no different than any other player. I mean, we did our homework. We didn't do a visit. We didn't need to do the visit, nor did we need to do the workout. But the scouts, you know, approached him as if it was anybody else. So we felt like we knew everything we needed to know about the kid. And he's
he said when he called Greg Robinson after the pick, Greg hadn't seen it on TV and thought he was lying. I guess you probably haven't talked to Greg. He's got to be very excited about this.
I have not talked to Greg about Trey, no. But
when you grab a guy like this, and obviously you didn't do anything additional when you were looking at this guy, is he just one of those guys that on the board he was just that much higher than everybody else?
That was the nature of the pick, and that's where we are right now. It's just we just couldn't pass him up.
You know, there were some concerns about the wrist. What can you say about that? Did it need surgery or anything?
He's fine. He's not going to have any problems. So he may have to do something after the season, but it was not a concern of ours, nor was it a concern of the doctors.
What is his change of pace? I mean, because when you say change of pace.
It's more out of the backfield. It's releasing out of the backfield, creating one-on-ones on linebackers, defensive backs, and winning, those kind of things. Plus, he's a quick hitter. He's good in space, screens, you know, those kind of things.
What are both of your thoughts in terms of this whole notion? Obviously, running backs are important here, but there's the whole notion that running backs have become devalued in the draft, and a lot of the 2 years in a row, none in the first round. And what you guys' thoughts just on that whole aspect of running backs? It seems they're still important, obviously, to a lot of teams.
Well, you know, I think over time the game's changed a little bit, and you have shotgun quarterbacks and you have those types of things. So we're not able to evaluate runners in the eye and the zones and those kind of things. And I think so you're seeing people become a little bit more patient with respect to that. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're not valuable, but I think we had two runners. You've got Hill at LSU that you saw do those things that we're going to ask of him here, and then you saw Hyde that you rarely saw do those things. And so I think that's contributed to it, but everybody needs backs on the roster.
You know, that it's a good question to see how it's evolving that way, but like Jeff said, people are finding runners and they're producing, but I think you've seen a trend where you get runners anywhere from the second to our guy in the fifth last year, you know, year before, Washington's guy in the sixth, that are very productive. So, you know, it's an interesting trend. I don't know if I could exactly say why. I don't think I would be, you know, bull, you know, something you if I actually answered that.
Some sense is that there's more guys sharing time with teams. How much does that maybe you think contribute?
You know, it seems to be teams have a 1-2 punch or even more. But, in our offense, I know we valued the running backs high this year on the board because we like Zach and Benny. And then Isaiah, we could have pulled off Hill or Hyde, you know, earlier, but, you know, we went the other way. So we value them probably a little more than others. It just seems to be in our room, but that's Coach Fish's, you know, paradigm of running the football.
What's the last day look like? Is there plenty of talent still out there?
I think you're going to get to an element of, you know, you get into the stage where, hey, there's some guys that you got to develop, or so it's going to look at our roster, who fills a role, and whatever role that is, and if it helps us, you know, become a more successful team. That's what you kind of try to do. You get some talented guys and guys that are going to fill roles and guys that, you know, got a special teams dot on, means they're going to got a good chance of dressing out in the 46 for special teams. So that's – but it's still a, you know, relative – you'll have fun with the last picks.
Quick one, Jeff, just from yesterday. Are you glad now that you're never going to be – not going to be asked again about taking an offensive lineman in the first
game? Yeah, I broke some kind of record or something like that. So, yeah.
We fooled everybody, right?
Hey, guys.
All right, thank you.